From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting a big explosion in China. A shipment of explosives blew up in Tianjin, China Wednesday, killing 13 people and injuring 250. There was no immediate explanation for the blast, although it is believed to have occurred in a container at a warehouse for hazardous materials. State-run media said that two blasts within 30 seconds of each other were so strong they registered at a nearby earthquake monitoring station. Former U.S. President Jimmy Carter announced today that he has been diagnosed with cancer. The 90-year-old Mr. Carter issued a brief statement saying that he would be undergoing treatment for the disease. The Egyptian affiliate of the Islamic State group says it has beheaded a Croatian it abducted last month. Croatia's Prime Minister Zoran Milanovic said authorities in Croatia could not be 100% certain of the death of Tomislav Salopek. Since last year, the Islamic State has beheaded or executed more than 3,000 people. Peace talks between Libya's warring factions ended Wednesday in Geneva without a resolution. But a United Nations envoy said the parties are determined to reach an accord on a unity government within 3 weeks. As the negotiations broke up, UN Special Envoy Bernardino Leon said the two groups noted the need for progress. Libya is split between two governments supported by troops that are fighting each other. The Chinese government allowed the value of its currency to drop again Wednesday. The move prompted a second decline in major stock markets around the world. U.S. stocks initially declined Wednesday, but recovered most of the losses by the close of trade. A weaker currency boosts China's economic growth by making Chinese exports less expensive. This is VOA News.